Good morning. I'm awake.
Yeah, makes one of us then. Hey, tell me, I would have thought, and I know with my kids, when the lockdown was on, that time rules for screen time sort of went out the window. But it seems some parents went the other way, made it even tougher.
Yeah, this is fascinating research. I'm the same as you. When my kids had to do lockdowns and homeschooling and all that, we just turned off all the rules because, A, they needed to be on their devices for schooling, but, B, they couldn't see their mates. So that was their social connectivity, was their screen. So we were cool with that. But and something like 37% of parents were the same. This is according to research from Trend Micro. But what's fascinating is 14% of parents upped the ante and added to their rules. Now, I've been thinking about that since I read the research, and I'm now assuming that it may be a large percentage of that 14% were actually introducing rules for the first time because they realised it was actually getting out of control. So it could well be they introduced more time, they could have introduced new time, but the biggest thing here is we're getting back to normal now. You've got to make sure you go back to your rules. So if your kids are now free to go to school and do all the things, then you've got to make sure that you're bringing these rules back, because too long without rules will mean rules are very hard to implement, and they're hardest at the best of times. But having rules, having boundaries, critical conversation for parents to be having right now. Otherwise, that horse has bolted.
Indeed. Hey, we spoke last week or the week before about Telstra's 5G home internet. The competitors have responded.
That's right. Vodafone have announced. Sure, they've announced they're expanding their 5G network over time, but the big thing is they've released a 4G home internet plan. So $50 a month as a Vodafone customer gets you home internet on a Vodafone mobile, little modem, Vodafone mobile SIM in the back, and your whole house has got Wi-Fi, not using the NBN, but using the 4G network. Now, if you're a non-Vodafone customer, it's $60 a month, but it's still great value for home internet. It's only 20 megabit speeds, but again, for people who are just doing the basics online, even streaming just one TV, that's going to be plenty. So really kind of interesting push from all the telcos now to drive us away from the NBN into their pockets, so they're making more money.
So being a bit of a Luddite like me, for the average person, 4G or 5G, big difference or not?
Not really, to be honest. I still struggle with why we need 5G. I understand we do, because in the long term, you're going to have connected cars, devices, so many devices on the network that it needs to have that capacity. But right now, I've switched between 5G and 4G over the last six to 12 months, and I barely notice the difference.
Yeah. I think it's mainly so we can get those messages from Bill Gates in, you know, HD. But that's another story altogether. Yeah. Hey, and finally, what is a smart home? Adding a smart home to your home.
Yeah, a smart home means anything that you can control via your mobile phone. So in this instance, Big W has launched a range of smart home products, starting with light bulbs, $8 light bulb, which can be connected to your Wi-Fi network, controlled from an app. So you've opened up an app, you turn the light on and off. But if you've got a Google Home or an Amazon Alexa, you can then enable that light bulb with a voice. So you can ask to turn the light on and off. It's a very, very simple thing to do for anyone that has heard about this kind of smart home concept. It's now just $8 and up. You can get a light strip for $20. You can get plugs that turn anything into a smart device. It's a very exciting thing to be able to just use your voice to turn on and off lights, and also save energy by ensuring that all your lights are automatically turned off every morning and the sun comes up. So there's some fun things you can do with a smart home, and Big W pioneering a range of affordable smart home products from Laser.
Wow. Okay. Trevor, always great to chat, mate. We'll do so again next week.
Talk to you then.